Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. How are you today? I hope everything's great. Beautiful day here today. Got to ride the bike. Good times. Today, I want to spend a little time talking to you about one of my favorite woodworking tools, the jointer. Now, a jointer is a device that is designed to flatten one side of a board. That simple. And my opinion on this tool is it's extremely important for anybody who wants to do tight edge jointing, like putting a cutting board together or making a tabletop surface, anything where you need a precision joint, you're going to want to use a jointer. Additionally, if you have a board that is cupped or warped, a jointer is truthfully one of the easiest ways to get rid of the cup. There are lots of ways that you can set up jigs to run it through your planer with hot glue, and yes, you can do this without a jointer, but having one just makes life so much easier. Typically, what people will do is use the tool to flatten one side of a board so that they can then use a table saw or their thickness planer to finish out the workpiece. So let's go take a look at my jointer, and I want to show you a few things about the tool, but I also want to talk to you about a topic that bugs me in the woodworking community here, specifically here on YouTube, and that is precision machinery. So let's just go over there and I'll hash it out. This is my 4-inch jointer. This was a jointer sold by Harbor Freight under the Central Machinery brand until about 2004 or so. And a jointer is nothing more than a set of rotating knives that spin rapidly and allow you to take the edge of a board and clean its face. You can also clean the face of a board if it's small enough to pass your cutter head. This is a 4-inch jointer, so this board's a little too wide for that. The purpose of this is to take a edge that is chopped up and rugged and nasty looking so that you can get a nice tight joint. Now, I don't know, you might be able to see this on the camera. There is quite a bit of gunk because these edges are so rough. If I were to try to glue this together, glue would fill some of that. I could squeeze tight with clamps, but it's going to be an imperfect joint. It's probably going to fail. So the best way to mend this situation is to run these through a jointer. And that simply is as easy as turning the machine on and making a cutting pass. Now, I have my machine set up to take a 1/8 inch cut, and you might be able to see it on the camera. This is now a nice, clean surface. And if I were to do that on both boards, they would meet up beautifully. The idea is, it's a precision machine. It can be a very, very, very precision machine. Setting this tool up is not simple, and I'll show you why. First thing to note, before you ever take the handguard off, ensure that the machine is unplugged. It is unplugged, I have verified. Second thing to note is these are rotating knives. These are actually pretty sharp, and if they're not, they should be sharpened. Now, in order for this machine to work properly, the infeed table needs to be slightly lower than the outfeed table, and we can adjust that with a hand wheel. That sets the depth of cut on the board that you're attempting to cut. Additionally, both of these tables have to be in plane, which means that one is not twisted or lower or, you know, tilted away from the other. As I pass a board across here, I need to know that it is in plane with this board. The third thing to know is that this fence needs to be at 90 degrees. Unless you're taking some sort of odd rabbiting pass, you can also do miters on this. If you wanted to set this at 45 degrees, you could make multiple passes on thin stock to get a miter. Typically, though, this fence should always be at 90 degrees. That way you know that your cut face is 90 degrees to this face. It makes life so much easier. Here's the thing. There are three blades in this cutter head. As I rotate it, you can see there's the second blade, there's the third blade. And in order for this machine to cut properly, all three of those blades need to be in the same, be the same height, front to back, as the outfeed table. Or slightly above, but that's for a whole other topic. And the way that you can go about this, there's dozens of ways. If you search here on YouTube, you will find people that enjoy using what they call the stick method, where you put a stick on here and you rotate it and you see how far it moves the board forward. You might also find people using a $500 piece of machining flat bar to set the tables with feeler gauges to within 1/10,000th of an inch. To me, that's complete crap. What I use is a $20 tool that I got from the internet. This is called the Jointer Pal. I don't know if there are other name brands. This is the name brand that everybody knows. And essentially, it is two bars. It's adjustable for 4 6-inch jointers with some magnets in them. This tool has strong rare earth magnets in it, and it sits on your outfeed table. Now, the goal here is that you would find the top dead center of your rotating head. Where the blade hits the highest point is going to be your top dead center. And then you're going to position this directly over top of that point. There's a little notch on here to indicate where it sits. And then those magnets are going to hold the blade up equal to the height of your outfeed table. Then you can simply tighten down the adjusting screws, rotate to the next blade, and set it again. Done. All three knives are now set at the same height because this tool hasn't changed dimension. And that's exactly what I want to talk about.
Do you remember me telling you about the guys with the $300 piece of machined flat bar and the feeler gauges trying to set his jointer knives within 1/10,000th of an inch? I'm not saying that they're wrong, but damn, that's a lot of work to go through to set up a jointer knife. Here's the thing. This $20 tool, it's never going to be as accurate as their method. That's true. Their method will make sure that that tool is set perfectly, so that every time you pass a piece of wood through there, it is machined to perfect dimensions. But here's the thing. We're talking about woodworking here. We're not talking about setting up a Bridgeport mill to machine a piece of flat bar. We're talking about cutting a piece of wood so that two joints can be glued together securely. And the funny thing about these guys is, it's like everything on the internet. There's going to be different opinions about everything, but this one is like, people say if you don't set your jointer head up with, you know, a paper shim and a piece of flat bar, come on. We're working with wood, all right? Wood moves. Right now, at the temperature fluctuations that I'm seeing in the fall here in West Virginia, when I wake up in the morning, it's in the 40s and extremely foggy. By mid-afternoon, it's 90. If I go over there right now and joint a piece of wood on all four sides, run it through my thickness planer, get it exactly, get my micrometer out and measure the thing, by tomorrow, it'll be a completely different size. It will have twisted. It will have all kinds of stuff that's going to happen to that wood. So setting your tool to some inane degree just to make you feel better about it is not going to help you be a better woodworker. Just set it close enough. And close enough is usually within a 64th of an inch. Not thousandths, not 10,000ths, not 100,000ths. A 64th is probably close enough. Because you're just never going to, the wood that you cut is never going to keep the accuracy that you want to keep in it. And that's really what I wanted to say. This is a $20 tool. If you have a joiner, it's totally worth it. It makes life so much easier because it holds the knives up for you while you tighten. Just make sure that you tighten every screw to an equal tightness. As you tighten, it's probably going to push the knives a little bit. Theoretically, if you tighten them all equally, you'll be fine. You might want to double check it after you're done tightening to make sure that this thing isn't sitting wonky on one knife or the other. And then obviously the best test is going to be running a piece of wood through it and see what it looks like. If it looks good, it's probably good. Seriously. Don't stress out about it. It's not intended to be a precision tool. We're woodworkers, not machinists. That's what I have for today. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. I hope you enjoyed talking a little more in depth about a tool that some people are either scared of or just not sure of. I'm not, you know, I have knowledge about all of these tools, and so I'm more than willing to share with you anything you want to know. Tomorrow is game day for me, and I might start doing game days on Wednesdays, so we'll see. Not sure yet. New day tomorrow. Who knows? Thank you guys for being here. As always, thank you for liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget, sharing my channel is caring. I love you all very much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from Wikipedia.org. When was New York the capital of America? The city and its surroundings came under English control in 1664. New York served as the capital of the United States from 1785 until 1790. It has been the country's largest city since 1970. I honestly didn't know that.